It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today we're in the Furman Garner Performance Studio with Sally Baker Williams. She's Director of Programs for the Humane Society of the Ozarks.
Thank you for having us.
Now we're talking about an actual event that'll be taking place Thursday coming up. But first I just wanted to, 73 years.
Correct.
Of this Humane Society yes. In this area.
Yes, the Humane Society of the Ozarks was started in Fayetteville in 1944 by a group of concerned citizens. And when you think about that, that was World War II era. And they were concerned about the welfare of animals and how stray animals were treated in their community. And they decided to do something about it, and they incorporated at that point in time.
I wonder what that was like.
I think about that a lot, too. You know, I think about them, the conversations that the people that were involved. There were about six couples that were instrumental in getting it started initially. And so you know that they were talking around the kitchen table or in the living room and going, this is not acceptable, because that was when they took care of stray dogs by rounding them up, and they had two great big pens right there. And they just tossed them into the two pens. And if somebody wanted one of them, they came and took it out of there and took it home. And if the pens got too full, they shot them.
Mm. Mm. 73 years removed from that. And I can see why that group said something must be done here in this area.
Right.
It's a little different now. I mean, this area, I think, is kind of known as a pet-loving area. And along
Absolutely.
With that comes taking care of some of those that aren't our pets.
Absolutely. Some of them that aren't our pets, and helping our friends that may not have the means. They love their pets. They want to do right by their pets. But they've hit a blip.
Yeah.
Or they've retired and they no longer have the resources they do. So a lot of our programming is directed towards helping them keep those pets in the home so that they don't end up in our shelters, our municipal shelters, our county shelters, and places like that.
I'm sure y'all work on donations as well, right?
We do. We receive no governmental funding at all. We rely on donations from individuals. We do get some grant funding, mm-hmm. but it is non-governmental grant funding. It's from private foundations. It's the $200 page in our book, or it's the lady that sends us $15 every time somebody she knows loses a pet.
Wow.
To honor them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that may not sound like much, $15 or something, but it's all of those donations that add up and let us have the budget that we have that we can then go out and do the work that we do.
Sally Baker Williams with the Humane Society of the Ozarks. Thursday's fundraiser is the 8th edition of Tales of Love Preview Party in Fayetteville. For more, search the community calendar at KUAF.com.